The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us from Rav Hamnuna, "Ein tchilas dina shel adam, ella divrei Torah." When a person leaves the world, the first question he will be asked is about his learning Torah. Ask Taisvis and divrei Amaska ella. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Rava teaches us that the first question a person is asked when it comes to Olam Emes is Nosata V'Nosata B'Muna. Did you act honestly in your dealings? And only afterwards, says the Gemara over there, is he asked Kavata Itam L'Taira. So we have a stira. Is the first question, is our Gemara seems to teach us about Divrei Torah, or is the first question Nosata V'Nosata B'Emuna? So Tarsus answers that the first question that somebody who learned Torah is, they ask him, did he not just learn Torah, but were you Kovei Ita for Torah? That is not a question that's asked first. A person who learned Torah, the first question he's asked is Nosata V'Nosata B'Emuna. And then he's asked that even though you learned, were you Kovei Itim, did you have specific set times for learning? However, a person who didn't learn Torah at all, such an individual, the first question that's asked is, why didn't you learn Torah? Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that the first question that he's asked is regarding Masava Mamuna. Did he act honestly? When it comes to Schav Oynish, punishment, or getting Schar, there the question is, the first is regarding learning Torah. The Masha explains this way. If you have an individual who had the ability to learn Torah and would have succeeded in learning Torah, such a person is supposed to learn Torah. And if he didn't learn Torah when he was in this world, he's going to be asked, why didn't you learn Torah? However, someone who isn't successful in his learning, so he should go to work, but such a person who's supposed to go to work, still supposed to do the work honestly, and that's why such a person is first asked, Nosata V'Nosata B'Emuna, and even though he wasn't able to spend his days, because he wasn't the person for it, learning full time, he still has to be Kovei Itim, and he will be asked, were you Kovei Itim? Din Yaakov takes a different approach. Of course, the first question, as our Gemara teaches us, is regarding Divrei Torah. But a person could always say that he was preoccupied, working, and that's why he couldn't learn. So they're going to ask him, okay, we can understand you were preoccupied, you didn't have the ability to learn, so you had to go work. But when you worked, did you do massive matin b'emuna? The Rif says that, of course, the first question is, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us, Nosata V'Nosata B'Emuna. But then they begin discussing with the individual, did you do the mitzvah asay? Did you violate the mitzvah slice asay? And before we can even begin to go through those mitzvahs and averis, says the Rif, HaKadosh, they're going to ask him, did you learn? Because in order to know what's a mitzvah, In order to know what's an Aveira, you have to learn first. Del Yerabbi says, No Sata, when a Sata Bamuna is speaking to the person who learned Torah. The person who learned Torah and is considered a Ben Torah, is considered a Talmud Chacham, has to act differently. And therefore, after it's established that you are a person that learned Torah, the question of Nasata V'Nasata B'Emunah becomes a whole different question. Because if you didn't act honestly in your dealings, besides for the terrible Aveira of not acting honestly in your dealing, there's an element now of Chil Hashem that has to be considered as well. Then Eliyahu from the Gra says that after a person leaves this world, there's actually two times that he will be brought for Din V'Cheshbon. One is after he passes away, and one is before Mashiach comes. Lifnei Bo Yom HaDin HaGadol. So he says, after the person leaves the world, indeed the first question is going to be asked is Nosata V'Nosata B'Emunah. But Lifnei Yom HaGadol HaGibah V'Anoira, before Mashiach comes and the world will become a new world, and they're going to want to determine where everybody belongs in that new world, they're going to see who were the Loim Dei Torah, who will have a more important place in that new world. The Yad David says the way to understand these two Gemaras is as follows. Not only is there a Din V'Cheshbon that a person will have to give after he leaves this world, but there's a Din V'Cheshbon that a person gives every day. We're given that Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly judging us. So he says, while we're still in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our Limud HaTorah. Because as the Gemara says, Torah Magenes Amatzelas, somebody who learns Torah is protected. So in this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us how our lives should be in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Limud HaTorah, at our Limud HaTorah, which could protect us. La'achamei ve'esrim, then the first question is Nosata v'Nosata B'Emunah. I saw a pshat that Chazal teach us Ein lo la'kadosh baruch hu ba'olamai ela arba amos la'alocha b'vad. Really, what a person is supposed to do in this world is learn Torah full time, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Am zu yotzarti li tihilosu yisapera. A person is supposed to spend his life in Limud HaTorah, in doing mitzvahs, in Avodas Hashem. However, because the way the world exists, because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we have to go to work. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to survive and support our families. However, a person who recognizes that really he's in the world just for Avodas Hashem, even when he goes to work, it will be a different experience. Everything will be L'Shem Shemayim. Everything will be a Pi HaTorah. So if a person, when he works, does everything according to the Halacha, so then on such an individual, we could say that even when he's working, his working is really an Avodas Hashem. And when he's working, it's like he's learning. However, if when somebody Chas V'Shalom is working, he doesn't follow what the Torah wants of him, then we can't say that that type of work is an Avodas Hashem. So that's pshat. Of course, the first question a person is asked is like our Gemara teaches us, Ein tchilas dina shel adam, ela al divrei Torah. But when he's asked, Nasata v'nasata b'amuna, so then if, so the fact that he went to work, there won't be any issue. That's the way the world is. But he could say, I learned whenever I could learn, but I had to go to work. But if when you worked, you were not noise of a noise b'amuna, when you worked, you didn't work the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Torah wants us to work, then you can say, then your work cannot be considered a legitimate interruption of your learning. And therefore you will be punished not only for not having done what Hashem wants from you when you work, but you will also be punished that you weren't learning because you don't have a fair explanation that my work was a continuation of my learning. The first Rashi in the Chumash on the Pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim, Rashi says, Shem Yomru Umas Olam LeYisrael, if the nations of the world will tell Klal Yisrael, list them at them, you are thieves, we will be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and everything belongs to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everybody everything that, whatever we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who really owns everything. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained. What do we learn from this Rashi? That the first thing that is that brought to attention is Gzela. And that's Pshat this Gemara. Nasata v'nasata b'amuna is a question, did you act honestly or chas v'sholem, you are gazlin. If a person doesn't learn Torah, if a person, that's going to be the first question. They're going to open up the Torah. What's the first thing they do when they open the Torah? The first thing you do when you open the Chumash is you learn the Rashi about Gzela, which is the question of Nasata, Nasata b'amuna. So the first question of Torah, which is Gzela, is really the same question as Nasata v'Nasata b'amuna. Another pshat that I saw is that there's a concept of tzedakah, there's a concept of Torah. And the Naim Elimelech explains that just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a shiris, gives a person money, he's supposed to take the money with one hand, and with the other hand, he's supposed to help people who need help. The same thing is with Torah. That a person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and is a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to keep that Torah for himself, but is supposed to share that Torah that he has with others. So in essence, says the Sefer Melitzi Eish, these two questions of Ein Tchilas Dina Shel Adam Al Divrei Ela Al Divrei Torah and the question of Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna are really one and the same. Both of them is where the person is being asked, did you take the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you and share them with others? Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna, did you take the money HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, Nasata, that you received for Nasata and give it to others? And the same thing is the Divrei Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you learn, did you share that with others? Did you think about other people? So in essence, both questions are really very much the same.